Good evening, folks. This is 2 November 2017, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern, Thursday evening. And this is the Committee of Safety call, and Captain John is ready, I think.
Oh, yes. I was ready, and then I hit the button and screwed everything up, but I got re-ready. Okay, so hello everybody and good evening. We're going to start with Article 1, Section 9 today. So if you want to get your course books and your Constitution books out and all that, that's where we're going to start. But I came across some incredible information just recently, actually last night. And it may have everything to do with this weekend. And so I'm going to run this past you. I just read it. And I got to share it. So there was a post last night put out by 4chan Anon, recently dropped a hint regarding Trump and his authority over the U.S. Marines. If you haven't seen that, look it up. It's pretty astounding. But like I said, everything that I'm about to talk about has everything to do with this weekend as far as I can tell. So for those in the know, it can only mean he, being Trump, is being backed by the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service, of which you have never heard of, nor did I. The U.S. Marine Corps Special Section was created by a secret executive order by President Eisenhower as an institutional safeguard in case the unacknowledged special access programs went rogue. And if you don't know what the special access programs are, well, that's all the high technology that's being hidden. That's the secret space program. That's the mind control. That's the special access programs. And that's probably the biggest secrets within the Inc. Today is the special access programs. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is in a little bit of soup on a special access program because if you were reading through all the crap that's going on with her, some of the information on her email server had to do with the special access programs, and ain't nobody supposed to know they exist, and ain't nobody supposed to have any info, and she was throwing it around. So you can expect that to come back later. So this U.S. Marine Corps Special Service was signed into law as a legal and covert branch of the U.S. military in 1953 by President Eisenhower. The U.S. Marine Corps, and I got to make sure I got that right. Special Service or Secrets? Special Service. Okay. So I get that right. So the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service was mandated by President Eisenhower through the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service Special Code to meet the exopolitical question of extraterrestrial biological entities, more commonly known as ETs, and extraterrestrial vehicles, ETVs, to assist in assessing diplomatic opportunities and military threats, and advise the Majestic 12 Committee and special study groups with intelligence from a fully staffed and operational military intelligence machine and respond to their requests for specially trained military assistance in all matters extraterrestrial. Now, these are government documents. Article 21 of the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service Special Code of Conduct is set in motion when either of two conditions is reached. Less than 50% of the constitutional guarantees of the U.S. government in place. So how convenient and timely is this, huh? We're doing the Constitution. Let me read that again. Less than 50% of the constitutional guarantees of the U.S. government are in place. Or two, less than 75% of the operating functions of the U.S. government are no longer being carried out. Well, I don't think I have to make a big stretch of an argument to say that both of those criteria have been well exceeded. That is my opinion. It mandates that all U.S. Marine Corps Special Service officers in service for life take measures to restore executive and legislative authority of rogue agencies no longer acting in the public trust, whose constitutional violations require legal restoration when inevitable harm is certain, and or prepare for conditions under Article 22. Well, gee, that sounds an awful lot like the National Liberty Alliance mission to me, doesn't it? I'm going to read that again. It mandates that all U.S. Marine Corps Special Service officers in service for life take measures to restore executive and legislative authority of rogue agencies no longer acting in the public trust, whose constitutional violations require legal restoration when inevitable harm is certain, and or prepare for conditions under Article 22. It also mandates that one officer in service for life speak out against rogue, unacknowledged programs. So we got to give you a heads up on this. In 2013, Captain Randy Kramer, some of you may know him, I know I do, well, not personally, he's one of the few that I haven't actually contacted directly, but anyway, in 2013, Captain Randy Kramer was authorized under Article 21 by his chain of command to speak out. President Eisenhower sought to gain information from Majestic 12 about alien-related projects at a facility near Area 51 called S-4. Both of which are located in a remote region of Nellis Air Force Base, Nevada. When denied the requested information, unlike Clinton and Jimmy Carter, Eisenhower allegedly authorized a personal message that the agent and his immediate superior would deliver to those in charge at Areas 51 and S-4. The message was a direct threat that the president would authorize a military invasion by the First Army of Area 51 and S-4 if his request for information was not carried out. They conceded, and Eisenhower was sent documents, albeit obvious whitewash. Well, duh, we knew that was coming. Eisenhower, having realized that he can't trust Majestic 12, created a new military apparatus from scratch. U.S. Marine Corps Special Service was to act as a counterbalance to Majestic 12 long after Eisenhower left office. He wanted it to be a military unit, since military personnel are disciplined and oath-driven, unlike the intelligence community. He knew from personal experience that Navy and Marine Corps officers were the highest moral and ethical fiber. So he recruited former first officers from the Navy and Marine Corps, most of which had recently retired from World War II, and many of them being in their 50s. So he grabbed a bunch that he could trust. They got a bunch of JAG officers, that's junior adjutant general, that's basically Army lawyers or military lawyers. They got a bunch of JAG officers and tasked them with writing a code to govern this military intelligence outfit. They wrote a stack of papers known as the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service Special Code of Conduct. Thus, the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service was born in late 1953. It was signed into law by President Eisenhower through a secret executive order. In the beginning, they were mostly recruiting from the cadre of officers in the Navy and Marine Corps. That changed after they established their own private officer academy within the next 5 years. Then, they no longer took officers from the Navy and Marine Corps, except in special cases, in order to truly separate the two branches, to minimize breaches of security, and to keep U.S. Marine Corps Special Service from being corrupted, which would involve giving a positive military modeling to both their enlisted personnel and their officer corps. And you've heard me talk about the positive military many times before, and you've heard me mention the year 1953. And so here's this frickin' document I'm reading today. It just gives me goosebumps. In the wake of the Korean War, in which there were many fatalities, U.S. Marine Corps Special Service devised a long-term plan to disclose its existence to the world once North Korea became a threat again. In the mid-60s, U.S. Marine Corps Special Service conducted a study was concluded that augmented soldiers trained using a with-the-grain style of programming last longer, are more stable, and are more cost-effective. This study was presented to the Majestic 12 Committee, who ignored it. In response, the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service began their own augmented soldier program, Project Moonshadow. Today, for those of you that have been looking into it, we call that the Super Soldiers. So here we had the U.S. Marine Corps under Eisenhower creating their own super soldiers to deal with ETs. Also in the mid-60s, when a lot of the smaller programs in the covert military space program were laying down their bets on what they thought their long-term investment should be, so people were looking at the technology, asking, do we really want to spend the next 30 years making sure we've got the best, most powerful spaceships that we rule the skies, or do we want to spend the next 30 years developing the most advanced computer technology so we rule information? Or do we want to spend the next 30 or 40 years on super soldier technologies that we rule and murder machine assassins, or do we want to focus on psionic development? And you've heard me speak about psionic development that has to do with extreme low frequency pulse microwave transmissions, your cell phone towers, your heart attack guns, your brainwashing mind control Manchurian candidate. That's what psionics is. And we decided that we were going to put our bets down on long-term investment of psionic development. And so more than any other commander system, we have used psionics at the very core of what we do and operate as the only fully functional psionic command within the covert military space program, meaning that every single member of the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service is psionically trained, psionically conditioned, psionically genetically enhanced, given implants, and then hooked up to a psionic computer, which essentially roots everyone together into a simulated hive mind. So we all actually get to participate as a military intelligence pseudo-collective way, and that is one of the reasons we are very, very effective at what we do, because we absolutely operate as the only fully psionic command in the covert military space program. And I will tell you here tonight on this call, I know three individuals who are trained in this manner. The more unethical alternative three became, the more amoral the unacknowledged program leaders became, and especially the more corrupt the special study groups became, the more the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service objected. Brigadier General Julian Smith and others wrote a letter to the Majestic 12 Committee outlining the U.S. Marine Corps Special Service legal obligations, quoting Article 21 of its Special Code of Conduct. After he got nothing but smiles from them, he and the other commanding officers, in accord with Article 21, put together a list of officers to potentially come out, which narrowed down to Randy Kramer. All right, so that has everything to do with the Marine Corps deal. And if you give me a minute, I want to pull up the article that prefaced this. And now that I've told you this, because a lot of the stuff that's in this article that I'm going to read was beyond me. I mean, there's stuff in here I still don't know, and we can bandy it about. I'd be looking for, more updates on this. If I can find the damn article, I had it right here. I know it's right here somewhere. Okay, so here it is. All right, so now I'm going to pull this up. Remember, this has everything to do with this weekend and in specific tomorrow, and I'll tell you why when I read this. So a massive anonymous drop on 4chan of Paul. He's dropping breadcrumbs for you to follow. Now, this is the way it's written, so if it's confusing to you, well, it was confusing to me. So here we go. Military intelligence. What is state secrets and how upheld is the SC? What must be completed to engage military intelligence over other three-letter agencies? And these are questions that he's asking to get us all thinking about what's about to happen. What must occur to allow for civilian trials? And why is this relevant? What was General Flynn's background? Why is this relevant?
Why did Admiral retired NSA meet Trump privately without authority or authorization? I don't know what that exactly is. Does POTUS know where the bodies are buried? Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actors? Was Trump asked to run for president? Well, I've already answered that question many times. And why? And by who? Was Hillary Rodham Clinton next in line? Was the election supposed to be rigged? Did good people prevent the rigging? Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate? Has POTUS ever made a statement that did not become proven as true fact? I love that question because think about that. Has POTUS ever made a statement that did not become proven as true fact? And that is pretty self-evident from my perspective. What is POTUS in control of? What is the one organization left that isn't corrupt? Why does the military play such a vital role? Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Who guards former presidents? Why is that relevant? Who guards Hillary Rodham Clinton? Why is Antifa allowed to operate? Why hasn't the MB been classified as a terrorist organization? I don't know who MB is. I'm not sure. What happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? Well, that's been all over the Internet. What happens if mayors, police, commissioners, chiefs do not enforce the law? Well, we already know that because we've seen that happen on several occasions. What authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Ding, ding. I just read that article. Why is this important? Ding, ding. What is Mueller's background? Military? Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent tampering? How is POTUS always five steps ahead? Who is helping POTUS? There are more good people than bad. The wizards and warlocks, on side term, will not allow another satanic, evil pus control our country. Realize Soros, Clintons, Obama, Putin, etc., are all controlled by three families. The fourth was removed post-Trump victory, for those of you who don't see anything going on. 11-3, Podesta indicted. 11-6, Huma indicted. Manafort was placed into Trump's camp, as well as others. Duh. The corruption that will come out is so serious that deals must be cut for people to walk away. Otherwise, 70% of elected politicians would be in jail. You're seeing it already begin. Yes, we are, and have been for quite some time. A deep cleaning is occurring. We call it draining the swamp. A deep cleaning is occurring, and the prevention and defense of pure evil is occurring on a daily basis. Well, I've known that, and I've shared that with you guys. They never thought they were going to lose control of the presidency, not just the Democrats, and thought they had control since making past mistakes, JFK and Ronald Reagan. Good speed, patriots. P.S. Soros is targeted. Get the popcorn. Friday and Saturday will deliver on the mega promises. POTUS knows he must clean house in order to free up and demonstrate who has authority in order to pass important legislation. This was always the priority. And I have pointed it out to you. That is Trump's role. He's just another rider in the posse. And I'm going to read that again. And demonstrates who has authority in order to pass important legislation. That was always the priority. Remember, AG Sessions cannot look like an impartial player that is out to get all former Obama team members, as we need him for other important work. And now you know what I mean when I say the story behind the story behind the story. Everybody thinks Sessions is a bad guy because he's laying in the weeds and doing nothing. All will come into focus, and for anyone to think POTUS is not in control is kidding themselves. Also, he's 100% insulated with zero risk of impeachment, parentheses, fact. Why does Obama travel in advance of POTUS to foreign locations? Why is this relevant? Well, that's a really interesting set of questions, and I'd like to answer that. Focus on the power of POTUS as it relates to the Marines. Ding, ding. I just read that other article. How can military intelligence be applied to prosecute bad actors and avoid corrupt judge corrupt agencies and judges. Biggest drop on Powell, and I don't know what Powell is. Above is reason why the Shills are sliding. In case you didn't know, Shills log and send new info back to ASF for instruction. I don't know what ASF is. They use a five-prong prepackaged injection. One post auto generates four more at random designated times. Common drive of posts they all tap into. Since they misjudge the influence of the mainstream media, they are aggressively looking to censor throughout major platforms in exchange for CIA slush funds and WW access, I don't know what WW is, for expansion of said networks. Everything they do has been forecasted and prepared for. Why did Mueller meet POTUS one day prior to FBI announcement if Mueller could not be offered director due to pre-term limit rules? Why is Pelosi begging for a new special counsel? What is Pelosi's net worth? How was this obtained given salary as career official? Why is Pelosi's memory going? How could it protect the prosecution? How so? And I refer back to psionics. Why is Pelosi's memory going? Could it protect against prosecution? And how so? And again, I repeat, I reflect back on psionics. What if John McCain's surgery was fake? I thought that one was funny. Why would this occur? What could this prevent potentially? What is the Mayo Clinic? Who sits on the board of directors there? Why do Democrats want to control the black population? Why do they intentionally keep the blacks poor and in need? Why do Democrats project racism on a daily basis against Republicans? Why do black elected officials do the crazy talk on behalf of Democrats? How do Democrats cover the historical facts of forming the Confederacy, KKK, and oppose all things pro-black, RE legislation? What happens if Democrats lose the slave grip on the black population? Why do Democrats, through the funding of the CIA, prop up and install Hollywood media assets? Does this fall within Operation Mockingbird? What were the historical advantages Democrats gained by having mainstream media and famous people peddling the narrative? Who exposed the pedo network within Hollywood? You can't answer the above, but will laugh once disclosed details. The network which controls this false narrative, which in turn keeps the black population under control, is being dismantled. False local and national black leaders will be exposed next as shills for the Democratic Party. Follow the money. Maxine Waters has a $4 million home in cash assets in excess of $6 million. How is that possible? That's just one example. All of these questions help to paint the full picture. Who did POTUS meet with yesterday? Was Attorney General Sessions there? How many military intelligence generals were on the White House list to attend a separate meeting? Could those meetings have been combined? Why were certain rooms in the White House renovated? I had my own thoughts on that question, and it obviously had to do, in my mind, with bugging. And psionics. You've got to protect yourself from the attacks from the electronic weaponry. Where was the meeting on Monday? Why aren't phones allowed in this room? One of many rooms, evidently. What firm was contracted to conduct the renovations? Yeah, I'd like to answer that question. I dumped some crumbs like this over the weekend, which started the intense shilling. At this point, we are far enough along. You can paint the picture without risk of jeopardizing the operation. Who controls the NG? I don't know what the NG is. Why was the NG recently activated in all the National Guard? Excuse me. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Ding, ding, frickin' ding, ding. Pay attention to that. Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Well, I'll answer that question for you because that came up to my mind real quick. That was Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson knew who the Rothschilds were. He knew who the banksters were. He knew who the Illuminati was. He knew who the Khazarian Mafia was, and that was the only time in our country that we were debt-free. Under Andrew Jackson, his country didn't owe a dime to anybody, but Congress overrode him and let the banksters in anyway. So I'll answer that for you. Biggest drop to ever be provided on POW. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. Well, we've talked about this quite extensively. That's what our committees of safety are here to tend to. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. Let me repeat that again for all those fear porners that are still out there. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. No, the military intelligence has the same special assets programs as the NSA, CIA, etc., as designated post 9/11. Why is this relevant? Who can be held hostage and controlled? CIA thinks its foreign offshore assets are strong enough to defend against the U.S. executive, not accounting for military use on domestic soil. Why does the Constitution explicitly grant this authority to the president, and what is it to prevent? They knew our agencies would grow in power so much so they can hold the executive hostage and engage with bad actors. Trump nominated someone new to direct every agency but one. He controls the top. This all has meaning. Everything's stated. Big picture stuff. Few positions allow for this direct knowledge. Proof to begin 11/3, which is tomorrow. We all sincerely appreciate the work you do. Keep up the good fight. The flow of information is vital. And now he's talking to us. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. He's talking to Robert and Nikki. He's talking to us. We're the ones that are being appreciated. We're the ones that are keeping up the good fight. We're the ones keeping the flow of information vital. God bless. Think about it logically. The only way is the military, fully controlled. Save and spread. Once 11/3 verifies as first marker. Biggest advance drop on POW. Not everyone, or not everything, can be publicly disclosed because so much ties back to foreign heads of state. Much will be revealed. We want transparency, but not at a cost we can't recover from. So things must remain classified to the very end. North Korea is not being run by Kim. He's an actor in the play. Who is the director? The truth would sound so outrageous, most Americans would riot, revolt, reject, etc. Now, I don't know who the who is, but I know that North Korea is a CIA asset run by the Khazarian Mafia. I don't care who out there doesn't believe that. That's a fact. That's confirmed. There's nothing to discuss here. See, the North Korea is a CIA asset run by the Khazarian Mafia, period. The pedo networks are being dismantled. The child abductions for satanic rituals, for example, Haiti and other third world countries, are paused, not terminated until players in custody. So everything is, you know, I scream about the process. We pray every single day for God's guidance and direction as we are truly up against pure evil. Yes, we are. Would you believe a device was placed somewhere in the White House that could actually cause harm to anyone in the room and would, in essence, be undetected? Fantasy, right? Nope. When Trump was elected, you can't possibly imagine the steps taken prior to losing power to ensure future safety and control. And, of course, he's talking about the bad guys took those steps. When it was reported Trump Jr. dropped his Secret Service detail, or when was it reported Trump Jr. dropped a Secret Service detail? Why would he take that huge risk given what we know? I can hint and point, but cannot give too many highly classified data points. These keywords and questions are framed to reduce sniffer programs that continually absorb and analyze data, then push to Z terminals for evaluation. Think SKSC on steroids, world stalemate. We all have the goods on everyone else. As part of the reason why some things that tie back to foreign heads of state will remain classified, but not all. We are in one of the most critical times of our country. Trump and others are working to balance they're doing well for America, for the common person to endorse, while at the same time purify our government and remove the bad actors who are entrenched. There is so much string pulling and blackmail that we need to cut these off to truly gain the power granted to us by the patriots, that's you and me, and hardworking people of this great country, that's you and me. I'm hopeful my time spent here was not wasted. No few, if any, shills inside this thread. Reason for that, it's being monitored, recorded, and analyzed, and don't want to clutter. Take good care. God bless. And so out of all of that, I am going to tell you, when he's talking about the signal for tomorrow, if any of this is true that I have read to you right now, he said the proof will be that tomorrow, the 3rd of November, 2017, Tony Podesta will either be indicted or arrested or both. And so that's pretty much that whole deal. And my own take on all of this is something that I had said quite some time ago. When we started the four, you know, I'm gonna give you a brief rundown here of how we got this to where we are. I mentioned 3 months ago the doo-doo hit the fan officially, and I mentioned the year before that when it did, nobody would notice, and that's exactly what happened. On that day, Trump met with the foreign minister of Russia, the foreign minister of the Ukraine. He fired Comey, and he told Kissinger to screw himself. And the last two are epically important. And the last is the most important because Trump was hired on to negotiate the surrender of the bad guys. And I'm not going to get into the reasons why, but it was clearly evident at that meeting with Kissinger that the good guys knew that the bad guys had no intention of any kind to surrender. All negotiations had exhausted all means, and we're now coming for your butts. And that is when the doo-doo hit the fan. And it is from that point on, you can trace back through the mainstream media, that the heavy attack started on Trump from all different angles. That's when the Four Corners attack started against the United States. That's when the hurricane started. That's when the fire started. That's when the radiation started pouring out of Jacksonville. That's when heavy chemtrailing started. And we've been crescendoing since then. And so now we're at this precipice. And I had said that because of all of this, and then I had also mentioned last night on my Tri-State NLA call, that every intelligence source that I have come across, either on a personal level or read through vetted sources or whatever, incredibly, are all in agreement that we will have a Merry Christmas. And it is unusual for all sources across the board who are often at odds with each other agree. And if that's true, if we're going to have a Merry Christmas, heck, that's only like, what, 7 weeks away? That ain't a lot of time. So that indicates, that intimates that the doo-doo will have hit the fan, the arrest will have occurred, the republic will have been restored. More than likely, I don't know this for a fact, but the global currency reset and the reevaluation of the global currency should occur, and the smoke had cleared, and we got down to some kind of normalcy in the new paradigm before Christmas, which brings us to this weekend, because tomorrow we got to watch to see if Tony Podesta gets indicted, and number two, this is the big play by the dark side for their last-ditch effort at civil war by creating riots in a dozen cities in the U.S., with this Antifa horse hockey. And so I submit to you that I had always thought that if there was going to be a good weekend for the good guys to make their move, it would be this weekend. And that was, I should said that before I read these two articles that I just shared with you. So my head is spinning right now, and I think I want to stop there and actually have a discussion, because I know there's going to be a lot of questions. So I'm going to put off moving into the Constitution right now, and I'm just going to open up the floor for comments and questions. And with that, I yield.
If I may.
Okay, you may.
Captain, will you post this call on the website immediately?
No. Jan does that.
Well, Jan on? Because he was with his wife. She was ill.
I'm not making light of the illness. I'm just making light of the fact that it is not my job. I don't have the button. I don't have the access. I can't do
that. Well, someone of the massive staff at National Liberty Alliance post this call as soon as possible. I would make the Fort Bragg. I know a lot of military people. I want some people to learn about what you're doing and NLA is doing and I'm doing.
It will be posted on a timely basis.
Yeah, it usually is. I mean, you know, our stuff gets up pretty quick. I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, we're talking
doing a great
about tomorrow.
Job.
We're talking about 12 hours, you know. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, this is all hot off the presses. And so that's why I thought it was important.
And a lot of these people don't know anything's going on. I want to introduce them to it. Very timely.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't get posted right away. You just dial in 57 instead of 50, and you can listen to it replay again. Same code.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Next.
Once again, Captain, if what you just read, can you post that on the website? Is that your writing? I didn't catch you. That was written.
No, I have people that share stuff, and the big communications venue that I use is Facebook. And we have, I deal with a number of Facebook groups. Like I said, I've been dealing with some of these super soldiers, some of the people in the secret space program. I've gotten to know them. I Skype with them. And so we share information electronically. I would be hesitant at this point to post these two articles on the NLA website. First of all, I think it's a little far afield of what the NLA website is for. And I'm a little trepidatious about doing that. So I don't even think I'm going to put it on my Facebook page for NLA Illinois. But I do post it on my own personal pages on Facebook. So there I post everything there. So.
And that is your
Decker
name?
Decker Apple on Facebook.
Say it again?
Decker, as in Black and Decker. First name Decker, last name APEL, Apple. There's a long, ugly story behind how that happened, but oh well, too bad. That's what I use.
I got some of those too. All right, thank you.
Okie dokie.
I yield.
Okay,
so I have one for you.
All right.
And I appreciate it.
Excited.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. Me too. So I was walking through the grocery store, went to the deli, and this lady I'm familiar with seeing, she's always kind and has a smile on her face and just good to see you. But for some reason, yesterday, she started right in, after the pleasantry, she started right in with saying that, hey, did you hear about this EMP? And I'm getting an electromagnetic pulse. That's not what she's talking about. She goes, this is EMP, and it's supposed to block out, supposed to take out all power stations and cell towers. And I thought, oh, wow, okay, it is an EMP. What is she talking about? What is this? And so she went on to say that on November 4th, and she shared this with me. She showed it to me on her phone, and then she sent it to my phone. It's something for amateur radio people. And supposedly, I can't verify if it's true. She sent me another text that Snopes said, not that I believe in Snopes, but Snopes said it's false. Well, on November 4th, they're supposed to have some training, the military is supposed to have some training thing go down where they're going to have this exercise where they take out power stations, cell towers, and then coincidentally, today I heard Alex Jones talking about how November 4th, they've accused him of putting in something in the New York Times to cause a civil war, and that's supposed to happen on the 4th, too. And I'm wondering if you know anything about that.
I know everything about all of that. The first thing I'm going to tell you is horse hockey, baloney, okay? And I've said that for over a year. I'm going to back up a little bit. I said there will be no EMPs. There will be no atomic weapons. There will be no tidal waves, earthquake, viruses, martial law takeover. I've said that for over a year. None of that. It's all off the table. It's all horse hockey. It's crap. It's fear porn. That being said, what you're talking about is another drill, and it's not the military. It's FEMA. And they are planning a drill the same day of Antifa protests, quote, riots across the country. And it's based on not an EMP, but a coronal mass ejection. Not an EMP caused by a nuclear weapon, but a solar flare, a coronal mass ejection. The last big one happened in 1861 in the United States. And back in those days, the only thing that we had electric going was the telegraph. And it fried the entire telegraph system in the nation. That was a coronal mass ejection. That was a solar flare. And so this FEMA drill is for a coronal mass ejection. And yes, they brought the ham guys in and the radio guys in to play along. They could all hold hands and sing Kumbaya and have their little coronal mass ejection drill. So that covers all of that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Next. So does anybody have any idea what some of those acronyms were? Paul, P-O-L, and a few others? Because I have no clue. I have no clue what the heck they were talking about with some of those questions. I got nothing. Like I said, this is right off the presses. I usually research stuff before I release it and speak about it in public, but with this timetable being so short, I felt compelled to share this with you tonight, and I think that was a good decision.
Well, a new chairman of the Federal Reserve was appointed today by Trump.
See, I've been busy all day. You hear me chuckling, right? After everything I just read, I'm sitting back here ready to light a cigar and a snifter of brandy. Oh, really? Now, that's very interesting.
And Bitcoin has taken off. Bitcoin has taken off. It's well over $7,000.
Yeah. So that is awesome. That's it. So, you know, again, it's what's that phrase that says the oh my God, how's it go? It's just it doesn't take a large group of people just to bring down the bad guys. It only takes a small group of people hacking at the roots. And that's exactly what Trump's been doing. You know, little hacks here and there, little hacks here and there. It's been continuous since the day he took office. He hit the ground running. So all of these little things, and now you mentioned something like the chairman of the Federal Reserve. That's freaking huge. Right before tomorrow and this weekend.
John?
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
Didn't you relate to a guy by the name of Powell when you were talking? That's who he appointed.
That's the Federal Reserve, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any of this or the name, so I didn't mention it, no.
That's his last name. You mentioned Powell, and that's his last name.
Oh, maybe that was in the article that I read.
Yes.
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 Okay, so that's who that was. Oh. How about that? Well, thank you for that, gentlemen. Now I get it. Okay.
If I may, Captain, you mentioned radiation in Jacksonville. What Jacksonville, number one, and what's the radiation? Can you fill me in on
Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
If you want to start, I need a couple of days to talk about what's going on with radiation releases.
Yes, that's important.
And it's been going on, you know, hot and heavy. Some will argue a time period. I'll say 5 to 6 years. I know Patty Broussard, my go-to radiation person, she'll say, it's been going on for 20 years, you know. There's a nuclear power plant in Jacksonville, I guess, and it has just been spewing radiation 1,000 times the safety level, going on 2 months now. And, of course, nobody's paid attention to it because everybody's looking at the hurricane and everybody's looking at the fires. And so they look like I'm from another planet when I'm talking about these radiation releases. But this is huge. I will also tell you, and you're not going to find this anywhere unless you go to Patty Brizard's page and follow her work, that France has had 5 Fukushimas in 2017. The French people have no idea. I saw an incredible video that Patty shared with me where the containment vessel blew up, and the actual the containment, the reactor container blew up. It's in the video. It goes up into the air, and it lands in a parking lot in between a bunch of cars with people walking by. Like,
are you heading that way?
Unbelievable.
Okay, thanks. Got a semi off by the rest area.
So, you know, we're talking about the Jacksonville release here, but France has had 5 Fukushimas. You've never heard this before, and people in France don't know about it. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So, anyway, I digress. But that had everything to do with radiation. And, you know, our power plants have been doing coordinated releases every night for years. It's unbelievable. It's one of the reasons why I've talked about iodine. It's one of the reasons why I dab iodine on my belly. Unfortunately, iodine is only going to protect you, protect your thyroid gland. It's really not going to protect the rest of the body. So it's really kind of one of those, you got to throw your hands up in the air and go, unless I'm going to walk around in a lead suit, you know, you're screwed. So there, by the grace of God, go I. Yeah.
Just a side comment. Most people are not that familiar. Radiation, of course, is a big thing. But what they don't realize, if the grid goes down, once those generators run out of fuel, those nuclear reactors around the country will melt down.
Yeah.
And that's a serious, serious thing.
It's not going to happen, but absolutely right.
No, I understand.
Going back about 4 years ago, and I think you and I were associated with each other during that period, and I was doing my freak out because I had just discovered FEMA camps and all of that crap, and I was going absolutely insane for about 3 months trying to work through all of that. I put together an exit plan. If it was the fear porner's wet dream apocalyptic event, just because I'm a captain, it's like, well, all right, so let's do the worst-case scenario thing and get something together. There were 2 places that I could cross the border into Canada over the country, and I spent days and weeks looking at satellite photos on how to get across the border, and I will tell you that from the North Dakota-Canada border at Minnesota east to upstate New York, right into Quebec, you ain't going to do it unless you got a boat or an amphibious vehicle. You ain't going to drive across. But outside of those 2 points, there's a place in the area of Quebec where you can actually cross a couple of farm roads relatively close to the border crossing and make it into Canada. The point being that I had to choose, those were the 2 places where I could cross undetected. And the point being, as Gary mentioned, that if this apocalyptic wet dream happens and these nuclear power plants go critical, and it's not just the power plant, you know, universities have them, hospitals have them, industry has them. You know, there's a lot more out there than nuclear power plants. If this stuff starts going critical, the only place to head is up into Canada, Northwest. And so the closest place from Chicago to where you can kind of get clear of that is the area around North Dakota and I guess it's Manitoba and Minnesota border. And so, yeah, at that point, I put a plan together to do that. So, you know, I'm aware of it, but it's not going to happen. At that time, 4 years ago, I didn't know that. I was really freaking out. I was beside myself for months before I calmed down. So, at any rate, that covers that subject. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, another comment. Like you mentioned, people don't see what's going on. And if they're watching television, getting their news, they don't have a clue. I know most of the people on here, on this call, probably are getting their information from numerous sources. But a lot of people are wondering why the Clintons haven't been prosecuted. Well, this is something that, as you alluded to, he's nibbling at. All the judges, who would you find to prosecute him 6 months ago? You know, they were all appointed by Obama. Now, Sessions and Trump have appointed many, many judges throughout the country. And that's kind of going unnoticed. But all of this has fallen together, and it's probably on the timetable you mentioned tonight, I kind of believe. And but these are things that have been going on in the background that people don't see, and it's not publicized. But many of those judges have been replaced, and now you can prosecute. You've seen what happened when he had that immigration bill. You know, these liberal judges in Hawaii and California and that just put it down. And, of course, they don't have that power. They only issue opinions. But they followed it. But it's a different ballgame today. There's a lot of judges that's been appointed. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah. And, you know, Gary makes a good point, and I have certainly touched on it many times in our calls, as has Gary. That it's a process. You know, you've heard me say before, people that they're naysayers on the NLA and poo-poo because they're so brainwashed, mind-controlled, and conditioned, they only think in a manner that the cabal trained them to think in, and they ask for, quote, proof. They ask for, quote, enforcement. And that's not where this game has been played since Trump took office. And everything that you and I have done with the NLA, every time that we stand up and speak truth to power, helps the guys in the two articles I read today do their job. It's part of the process. You are all part of the process. You have all helped push this to its logical conclusion. You have all helped tremendously. Even though right now we can't see it in black and white, I can tell you in your heart of hearts that this is true. We have had an incredible effect with the National Liberty Alliance. I have said that before, and I'm saying it again, and it fits in context of what Gary just said. It's all part of the process, and we are part of the process. So that was my point there. Next. Everybody reading their notes?
Yeah, this is Jim in New Mexico. I'm thinking of what John Durash said last Monday night in his quotes out of the Bible. He said, "Where two or three or more gather, I am there," speaking of the Creator. And that ties into what National Liberty Alliance and the people who are involved are up to.
Well, there is no question. Well, absolutely, and I'm not going to take it to the logical next level, but I'm going to keep it at the level that you're discussing. And our founding fathers said, literally, that this grand experiment, this republic, would never stand a chance unless the people of this republic had faith in a higher power and had morality, had a high moral conviction. And they were absolutely right, and that falls in line with what you were saying.
And if I may, it also says it's not the hearers of the word, it's the doers. So what you've discussed is very relevant in what the COS is all about.
Yeah. Thank you, Nikki.
Well, coincidentally, I read a book in 2006 called Handbook for New Paradigm. It's supposed to be Messages for Creation.
Oh, I got that too, yeah.
And it says, gather with groups of people. And up until I ran into National Liberty Alliance type people, there was nobody to gather with. So it's been quite an experience.
It makes a difference, doesn't it? Just to know they're like-minded people.
It does, because I've never met so many people serious about the matter as I have been. So it's,
I hear
you. And John, I want to make a public apology to you. I was kind of hard on you there, 2 months ago about about that matter, and you know, I realize you're quite a scholarly professorial person, and so I just made a public apology to you.
No worries, mate. It is appreciated. It's all water under the bridge. We're all on the same team. Thank you.
John, I'd like to point something out also.
Are you looking out your window?
Yeah. I realize we're on a short time span, but I think it's important to make a statement. I think that we have everything we need within NLA to get the job done with the COSs. I think we've got the tools to do it. I think we've got the people to do it. And I think that the atmosphere out there has changed dramatically. And I'm talking about holding this together once it comes down, because that's got to be done. And I think we have those tools, and I just want people to keep that in mind, that just because something happens at the top, we still have to hold it together at the bottom. And I think the tools that we've got is what's needed to do that. And we progressed as Trump has progressed, little by little. But now I think we've got all the tools. And I don't know if most people realize that. The tools are there. And the atmosphere is right, that I think they can be built real quickly and get results quickly also within the communities to hold them together. I yield.
If I may.
Right. One quick comment, and then you, if I may. And I use the analogy of the nursery rhyme of Humpty Dumpty and all the king's horses and all the king's men, and that's us. And our work with the NLA just begin when all this other stuff happens. Once we restore the, you know, once the Republic is officially restored, the bad guys have been arrested, that's when we go to work. We got another 10 years of work easy to put the Republic back together and get it up and running. And our committees of safety are ahead of the curve in helping our communities to do that. And as Gary mentioned a moment ago, there has been a sea change of understanding of the average Joe. And they get it now more and more. And so when Gary says we're going to do it rapidly, that's actually an understatement, because all of a sudden the work that we have been doing in obscurity in these small groups by ourselves, we're going to be swamped with people going, well, duh, I didn't get it before, but I get it now. How can I help? And this is now. We're here. We're right on the doorstep. So I just wanted to mention that. With that, I yield. So the next gentleman?
Yes, if I may. Gary, you're very elegant talking. You talk about the top is the president in Washington. We're in a pyramid, and the top of the pyramid is our creator, and we're the next group, the people. So we got to twist our minds around and get back to what we're really about, what this country was formed under. We're at the top. But we don't think that way, and the people don't understand that in our country. That's something we got to teach. We got to diminish Washington enormously. I yield.
Absolutely. I have found it saying, we're throwing out the baby, the bathwater, and the sink. I yield.
We who realize that must be the example for everyone else. We must begin speaking like we know we are the power below God.
I agree. In fact, I mention that on most of my calls, you know. In fact, last night it was brought up, and I quoted John on the call where he made the statement he made tonight. You have to have a higher power. And sometimes we do talk about the top. That's only referred to in the present situation as far as our government's concerned. It's not the top of the chain by any means.
And to clarify, as I've stated before,
none of what I am speaking of has anything to do with a religion. Zero. Zip. Nada. Has nothing to do with any religion. It has everything to do with our relationship with our higher power and regaining our rightful place in the pecking order. And that's the point I wanted to clarify. I yield.
Very well. Very good.
Next.
God, it begins to look like it's time for me to feed my horses.
That could happen. That could happen. Like I said, I've diverted from, you know, our regularly scheduled programming today because I felt so compelled to discuss this information because, you know, some of us have been waiting a long, 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 long time for all of this to happen. It was never an if, it was always a when. And for 6 years, I've been wrong about when with every prediction I've made, and I can live with that, that's fine. But with the material that I shared with you tonight, we will wait till tomorrow to see if Podesta gets indicted. And remember, just to remind you, he resigned from the Podesta group on Monday. That shocked Wall Street, absolutely shocked Wall Street. Nobody saw that coming. And again, it's one of those things Gary was talking about. It's right there in front of us, and we don't see it. We don't pay it attention. We don't notice it, and we don't put it in context of the process. And then all of a sudden, I get this information at 3 o'clock in the morning about tomorrow an indictment. I mean, it's... things are happening. Gary is, as I laugh every time he does, he's like, things are really moving fast. Yes, they are.
Well, just take a look at how many people from Congress have decided to retire.
Bingo. Yupper. They're dropping like flies.
11 of them so far.
Woo-hoo.
I didn't realize there were that many.
Yeah.
If I was standing up, I'd do a little Irish jig, but I'm sitting down.
I'll make a comment. You're probably familiar with Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols was very involved with the Clintons early on in Arkansas. He very, very deeply involved. He just came out with a video, or an audio, actually. And he's got kind of a neat plan. I put it on the Facebook sites. They're going to run an ad in the paper. It's not finalized what the approach really is totally, but he's going to run an ad for a job, you know. And if you're a politician, don't apply. And he's out there to get plumbers and anyone that responds to the ads and qualify them and have them run for those 11 positions. He says, we need common people there. We don't need what we got. And they're going to run a national ad, we're not them, and tie them all together. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. Like, if this comes down, it probably won't be necessary. But at this point, that's what he's planning. And I thought it was kind of a neat approach. And he really, in that audio, really pointed out the depth of his knowledge. And he's a very sick man. He's on his deathbed, really. And he still gets up every day and he puts out an audio, and except the days he's in the hospital. But it was kind of an interesting concept, coming back to we the people again, you know. It's us.
Well, he's got...
go ahead.
He has help in that. He has help in that with Trump's buddy, the one that from Breitbart.
Breitbart.
The one that left the administration, went back to Breitbart. He is...
Steve Bannon. He's
put the word out that he's going to have people running against every one of the Trump haters.
Yeah, it's interesting times, exciting, and we're about to see the music start playing, I think.
I'm going to jump in for just a quick moment and give you guys a reminder of a quick overview of what the near future is going to hold. These are the things that are going to happen. And I don't mean about in the United States at your local level with these jumbo loans and all that crap. I'm talking about humanity on a global scale now. And the first thing that's going to happen, and this will come through all of the money that's been stolen that comes back to us. I will use Neil Keenan and the global account specifically in this example, but that's only one source of money. And, of course, I had that call with you guys about money, and we were talking about quadrillions and quintillions of dollars. Nobody knows nothing about money unless you can talk in quadrillions and quintillions of dollars. And so when this money becomes available, the very first thing that's going to be done is the poorest countries that are starving and need water will get the money first. That's going to happen. Those that are starving and need water. And the next thing that's going to happen is those that need health care. And those are going to be the immediate priorities right out of the starting gate, going to happen bang, boom, smack right up front. Immediately in concurrence with that and following behind it closely will be the release of the hidden technology. And, of course, that's in the zero-point energy realm, the healing machines, the anti-grav cars. You know, Gary's heard me say for years, I keep nursing my old Buick because my next car ain't going to have wheels. That ain't a joke. That ain't not a joke. And so the technology thing will come through, and right into that period of time will be the great infrastructure rebuild. And now I can specifically talk about the United States. And all this frickin' money will be there to rebuild this country and bring it into the 21st century into Star Trek land, which means that everybody in this country will have a job that makes a living that has been described as a comfortable middle-class existence in the 1950s. And that is what's going to happen immediately. This is going to be in the first couple of months, the first half of 2018. This is how the changes will be put into effect. We can argue about all this other stuff, and judges and lawyers and, you know, the courts and common law and blah, 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 blah. But this is a big picture that will happen globally in all countries on the planet. And this is also part, you know, we focus here on the United States, and rightfully, because we're the first domino. Everybody in this planet is waiting for us to get our crap together and get her done. So, yeah, it's rightful that we do focus on the United States and our smaller problems within confines of our confederation. But the bigger picture is as I described. And so, you know, next year, ain't nobody going to be worried about putting food on the table. Ain't nobody going to be worried about a job. Yeah, it's going to take a little while to phase in, and some will be first and some will be last. Hey, it's the process. But in general, what I am describing to you is exactly what's going to happen. And so this is the incredible change that we are seeing for humanity. We will never, ever go back to the crap that we have been subject to for thousands of years. This is it. This is a really big show. And as many have alluded to here, it's not just our work. This is a spiritual thing. There's a higher power involved, and there's a whole lot of help that we have gotten along the way that I have said I would not talk about on NLA calls. This is huge. This is really, you know, as Joe Biden would say, this is a big freaking deal. So I just wanted to put that out there. With that, I yield.
Yeah, well, some of that I've, new tech. Go ahead.
I have been seeing that coming for a long time. That money you're talking about is coming from a bond that was the bankers lost control of. And it's,
well, I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to, but I'm certain that, such funds, as you described, exist in abundance in the dark screens of the global banking system. Absolutely.
Right.
I'm sure they're there.
Yeah. But it was it was a bond that was started way back 1700s. And the interest has accrued to where it's quadrillions worth.
I wish I could remember the funds, and I'm weak on this. It is buried in my archive somewhere, and I'm just going to go with what best I remember. But it was a couple of years ago. I got the numbers on the six secret funds, of which the type you are describing, that the U.S. Inc. holds. And I think it was 2012 or 2013 or 14 or something like that. And it was roughly, I think, our national debt was like $6 trillion a year in this particular year. And the interest earned off of these six accounts, of which the type Bob J. Robert described, was $11.6 trillion. Okay, get it? Our national debt was $6 trillion. The interest off of these accounts was over $11 trillion. And that was a couple of years ago. So,
yep.
It's never been about money. It's all about who controlled it.
Yep. The bankers lost control of it.
Yes, they did. Yep. That was the big thing that the White Hats have been working on, and Neil Keenan and his boys, for the last couple of years. It's all been about taking down the central banking system. And once the cabal lost control of the banking system, they've been systematically being picked apart. But the key was the banking system. Absolutely.
Yep.
The Babylon money magic debt slave system. That is black magic.
And you mentioned technologies. I mean, these are technologies that exist that have been hidden from us. And I was reading about one today, I think it was on Keenan's site, that will locate water, gold, silver, metals of all types down to 6 kilometers. And they're able to locate water in areas that, like you mentioned, water would be one of the first things. They're able to identify water down to 6 kilometers. But they're finding even in very dry areas, not necessarily desert, but essentially desert, there's water underneath there. And so they will utilize that to pump the water to those villages and that, you know, once they drill the wells and so on. So the technology is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, what you're alluding to is commonly referred to in the public eye as ground-penetrating radar. And that is about 200, if maybe 2,000 years behind what the secret space programs are using. And these directed energy weapons can penetrate to a depth of 10 miles, which is where there are some bases located below the surface of the Earth, and they can be hit from a satellite. And I know of one such attack already. So, yeah, you know, there's one example of technology. We're just talking about, you know, an advanced form of ground-penetrating radar and how far they can see down and what they can find. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's just child's play, that stuff. And look how valuable that would be.
Yeah, for finding water, like in a desert area, yes.
Yeah.
And other things. But, I mean, that water is a big concern in a lot of countries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Including America. I mean, the water we drink is crap.
And will there be any news of nearby habitable Earth-type planets?
Again, that's a subject that I won't get into with the NLA, but I'm just laughing.
Well, we had
Let me answer your question this way, okay? There was a book put out by the Russians, I'm thinking 2 or 3 decades ago, of the 57 different alien species they've dealt with on planet Earth. That's how I'm going to answer your question.
We had an interview, John Gerard and a few of us national coordinators had an interview with a Marine who was involved in the space program. And he described to us what all was going on in outer space. Yeah, you know, it sounded credible.
And the thing is, like I said, there are certain subjects that I just won't breach with the NLA right now, but when we start talking about space, you know, the information is out there, boys and girls. It's out there. It's not a big secret. You just had to go out and seek it. I don't think this is a proper venue because it would probably exceed the wherewithal of some of our members right now. It's something that would be new to them, and we've got other things to concentrate on. But the point I'm making here is that all of this is known. All you got to do is go and listen. It's all there. But everybody's constrained by the brainwashing and conditioning and mind control that the cabal has taught you.
Well, I got to have proof.
Of which our ex-current retired military are the greatest offenders. Well, as long as you're into that mindset of thinking, you ain't going to know squat, you don't know squat, and you ain't going to know squat in the near future if that's your position. But if you can escape that programming, you can find out all this information that I have, you know, come across in my research as well. It's all out there. It's not a secret. Not a secret anymore. It's easy to find.
You just want to know it.
Yep. If I told you what was really going on, you'd be, you know, with the bad guys and what they're doing, you'd pop a cork right here and, you know, it'd put you out of commission for a while. We need you working on the NLA. So we'll stay focused.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say now, Jim, in New Mexico, there's a reason his call name on NLA is Roswell 47.
Well, is that it?
Anybody else?